Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, 8:14 on this chilly Monday morning. Temperature's 46 degrees. If you average them in the area with the wind chill, it's going to feel colder than that with the breeze blowing. I was outside earlier, and it was pretty chilly. Highs today only 56, 61 tomorrow, then in the 70s, then back to the 60s by next Tuesday. Leslie Harris joins us, New Orleans City Council member. Do you like the cold weather or not?
I do, actually. I'm really excited about it.
Me too. Do you like seafood gumbo or chicken andouille gumbo?
Chicken Better. Andouille.
Me too. Better. I'm right there with you. How do dogs behave?
They're crazy. They're insane.
Yeah, well, that doesn't change, does it?
No, indeed. No,
but the people at the furniture store are happy because the dogs keep eating the couch. You keep buying couches. The economy's stimulated. Everybody's happy. The dogs are happy. Everybody's happy, I would think, except for the person paying for the couches. Let's talk about this bond package. First of all, let's talk about the city and the cash crunch that they're in and the plans that are afoot. You're a skilled attorney, and you know the way all of these things work. Thoughts on all of this?
Yeah, well, we know that the $125 million bond that we're seeking approval from the state, which, again, the state does not fund it. We go to a private lender to get that. Joe Geruso, Mayor-elect Moreno, and J.P. Morrell are going back up to Baton Rouge, and we think that that approval will come from the state this week, and that will allow us to meet the obligations that we have this year with paying it back next year through taxes, et cetera. So I'm optimistic about the 125 that the state will approve that.
How concerned are you about the 26 budget?
I think that we're going to have to make some cuts, but I think that we can do it systematically with a scalpel, not just across the board as the current mayor is proposing. So the current mayor is proposing just an all-around 30% cut on every single department. I think there are essential programs that we need to keep, and so we need to sit down and take a really hard look at where we can cut, how we can do it without impacting city services.
I don't know if you can legally say this or not, but just as a guy from, you know, wherever, it would seem as though the logical thing would be, since Helena Moreno is already on the council, would be for you guys to get together and say, well, let's see what this is going to look like because we got to deal with this, not the outgoing mayor, and kind of tune it to whatever her preferences would be. Is that going too far or not?
That's not going too far. I think that's exactly right. And I think that that's why this council needs to sit down together and make those cuts in consultation with the incoming mayor. So I think you're absolutely right that we need to adjust the budget based on the future and not the past.
I am extremely optimistic about the incoming mayor, about the council. We don't know quite yet what that's going to look like, the council, but I am extremely optimistic about the future of the city. Do you share that enthusiasm?
I do. I think that we are going to have a great incoming city council. Many of us are staying put. Councilmember Green, Freddie King, JP, and myself will be there. You know, we don't know the races who will be for D and A yet, but all of those candidates are great candidates. So I think that it's going to be a strong council. And I think that Mayor Alyssa Moreno is going to put a good team in place. Many of the people who are on the transition team are folks who I know who are respected business leaders. And I think she's going to have a business mind with running the city.
Let's talk about the bond proposals that are on the ballot that people are already voting on. November 15th is Election Day. To be clear, that's got absolutely nothing to do with what's going to happen between now and the end of the year with this $125 million bond issue, correct?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. So what's on the ballot and what the voters are voting on, it does not have anything to do with the $125 million. What they are voting on is affordable housing, which, you know, I'm passionate about, and I really encourage the voters to vote for it, for infrastructure and for drainage. And so it's a $515 million package that will not increase taxes, and I hope that all of the voters out there who are considering it will take a hard look at it, but will vote yes on all three bond propositions.
So the BGR said that the city should find other more secure ways to fund its housing needs. I'm sure you're aware of that. Let me take a break, yeah. And you can pick it up when we come back. You can respond to that, okay?
Sure.
And also, let me just ask you real quick in the 40 seconds before traffic. You're a partner in a law firm. You're a very successful lady. What made you so passionate about homelessness?
You know, I come from a background that, you know, was very lower middle class. My mom took in a lot of my friends and my brother's friends who were on hard times. And so I think that that's why I'm so passionate about it. Any of us at any time can fall into homelessness.
You had friends? Wow.
Not just canine friends.
Way ahead of me. Well, you're way ahead of me. Yeah. All right, 8:20, we'll take a break, pick it up. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. That commercial said anything about sofa cushions? I don't think so, did it? No. Okay. Leslie Harris is our guest, New Orleans City Council member who's got, by her own admission, dogs that are just crazy, just nuts. Let's talk about this affordable housing bond issue. BGR says that the city should find other more secure ways to fund its housing needs. Tell me what this would do and how the money's going to be spent, because there is a provision on all of these bond issues that, and this was part of a problem with the last one, Leslie, if you want to talk about it, that the money is actually going to be spent for what people vote it for.
Correct. Yeah. So each of the bond propositions have to be voted on by the people. But let me just back up for a second.
Sure.
The BGR came out against the Housing Trust Fund itself, which voters overwhelmingly voted to support by 75% of the vote. So the Housing Trust Fund is established.
What is that,
and
Leslie? What is the Housing Trust Fund?
Sure. So the voters established a housing trust fund, which dedicates money, city money, to housing. And if you think about housing as infrastructure, it dedicates money to creating and protecting affordable housing. So that would be building housing, single-family homes, rental properties, preserving housing, preserving through repairs, et cetera. So the voters voted for that, and that is a thing. So we are dedicating city money to housing, which is critically needed in the city of New Orleans.
Okay.
What this bond proposition would do is fund some of the housing trust fund, not all of it, but some of the housing trust fund. And so let me just give you an example of how that bond money would look by something we just passed. We just used $6.5 million to support the creation of new affordable housing. Through funding the Naval Station redevelopment, mm-hmm. B.W. Cooper, new units there for senior housing, the Rivanna at the River District, and Henriette DeLille. $6.5 million that the city has funded using bond money. So going forward, that's an example of how we can use bond money to create affordable housing.
And when you say affordable housing, just so there's no misperception or confusion on that, that would be affordable housing for whom?
For anyone who is 125 AMI or less than that. So that means people who are working, who might not be able to afford rents that are $2,000 but can't afford $800 rents, people who are in a family unit who want to buy a new home. So these are our neighbors who just need housing. And so that's why I'm so passionate about affordable housing, because New Orleanians deserve it. And again, I think we all need to think of housing as infrastructure that can help our people.
Along those lines, speaking of infrastructure, I saw a lot on social media over the weekend about the fires that damaged the, and look, I had Scott Boyle on myself that, and spoke to him about the fires that damaged the on-ramp and so forth. But I think what people don't understand is, where do these people go if you clear them out? And these are human beings we're talking about. So where do they go? You don't want them in a situation where they can cause a fire large enough to damage infrastructure, but yet they have to go somewhere, right?
That's absolutely correct. And Tommy, let me just say this. We have housed over the past year 1,422 people from off the streets into permanent supportive housing. And so we're doing a good job on that front as well.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. Any final thoughts in the 30 seconds we have left?
Nope. Stay warm.
Huh? Stay warm. Have you considered any kind of professional training with these dogs, or are you just written them off as miscreants?
We've had two trainers and it doesn't help.
Yeah, the trainers ran off. Threw their hands up, said, I just can't call a priest. I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Call
exactly
a priest. I can't help you. This is an exorcism. This is not a training thing. Thank you, Councilperson Leslie Harris. Appreciate it. We'll talk about air travel and a nightmare that it's become in the United States when we come back. 8:30 on the button. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Beautiful fall morning out inside. I was just outside taking a breath of fresh air, 8:46, 14 till 9. Henry Hartefeld joins us, travel industry analyst, the Atmosphere Research Group, travel industry market research firm. He's been helping us keep an eye on what's going on with the airline industry and the government shutdown and air traffic controllers and people timing out of flights, etc. How you doing, Henry?
Tommy, I'm well today. It was a different story Saturday when I was trying to fly from San Francisco to Dallas-Fort Worth.
I wanted to hear that story because I know you told us about it last week. Tell me what your experience was.
Well, unfortunately, this was a mechanical problem by the airline, but it took, because they there were just fewer flights operating, let's put it this way. I was supposed to get into Dallas-Fort Worth at 4:10 p.m. in the afternoon, mm-hmm. landed at 10 p.m. Now, I got here safely. And I will also say, I think many of the people who were trying to get where they needed to go were reaccommodated by the airline. But there have been some real tough situations here for a lot of people. And getting anywhere this week is going to be tough, even if, by the way, the government does end the shutdown. It's still going to take the FAA and the air traffic controllers a day, 2 days, maybe three, to get everything back to normal.
So when it comes to the problems that you had, and I know you said a mechanical issue, but that means margin of error, as it is pretty slight. So when you factor in the problems with the government shutdown, it doesn't take a little cog can become a big, giant thing, right?
Correct. Look, airplanes are expensive and they have to be paid for. And because of that, it's not like airlines keep dozens and dozens of spare planes sitting around. They just literally cannot afford to do that. So, you know, when we have a bad weather event happen, you know, airlines know how to handle that. But we are going into day four now of an FAA mandated, government mandated reduction in flights. And so the airlines are doing their best to minimize the inconvenience to the traveling public. But when you layer on top of that winter weather storms like we saw happen in the New York area yesterday, and I believe Chicago as well, that just makes everything even worse. There were more than 2,000 flights canceled on Sunday alone. I mean, the system is stretched to the breaking point. These air traffic controllers are doing everything they can. And by the way, so are the TSA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TSA workers at airports.
Did you have a hard time with TSA?
No, I did not. Saturday it was easy, and because I live close to the San Francisco airport, after a certain point when the rolling delays hit and they said, you're not leaving until at least 4, I went home and then came back later. Mm-hmm. It's lucky I could do that. But what I will say to people is do still give yourself extra time. Some airports are having staffing problems. Some airports are having longer than average wait times. And some airports don't have all the security lanes open.
Is there any doubt that the longer this goes on, the worse it's going to get?
Yes, it absolutely will. Well, for one thing, we have been at the FAA said 4% of the flights had to be cut through the weekend. Starting tomorrow, that ratchets up to 6%, goes up to 8% after that, and then the 10% target. Again, unless we hit that, unless the government reopens. But it will get worse. And my concern is that it could get worse because as the longer these government employees go without being paid, the less incentive they have to show up for work. They've got to find ways to feed their families and pay their bills. So a lot of them are doing side jobs or leaving their jobs altogether for new jobs.
Mm. We'll talk about retirement and more. We come back 8:50, 10 till 9. Henry Hartefelt, our guest, travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group. Travel industry market research firm. We first found Henry when he was on CBS Evening News. We saw a big New Orleans poster in the background. We said, well, let's call him. And he was nice enough to come on and has ever since. Traffic Now, WWL. 8:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Henry Hartefelt, travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group, travel industry market research firm. Today is November 10th, Thanksgiving, November 27th. It could have been on the 24th, maybe even earlier. Do those couple of days help, Henry? I guess it all depends on what these fools decide to do with the government, right?
You know, look, Tommy, right now, the Thanksgiving travel period starts actually that Friday or Saturday before. Some of the airlines measure it differently. Mm-hmm. So that would be like the 21st or 20th.
Oh, that's true. What am I thinking of? People don't travel. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And no. So I was going to say, you know, we are getting painfully close, uncomfortably close to Thanksgiving with all of this. And you're right. I do hope that there's a resolution for many, many reasons to this shutdown far sooner. But Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy has said that if it is necessary, the FAA will mandate airlines to cut more than the 10% they have targeted as the top. Now it could go to 20% cuts, and that could really cripple us by Thanksgiving if we don't have a resolution.
I can't believe politically that's anything either party would want to do. I don't know. I was just thinking the other day, and I know people are going to text on this, but a political posture around the holidays of fighting the court system to give food benefits to hungry people or doing whatever you can to tie up the travel system for people of means that can get to see their loved ones at a holiday season. I don't know that that's smart political posturing, but I, you know, what do I know, right, Henry?
It's, you know, look, I'm an airline analyst, not a political analyst, but yeah. I'm a marketing guy, and it's not a good look for the elected officials in D.C.
Not a good look. I'm like you. I'm a kind of marketing guy, and it's like I don't know that that's really the way you want your product, what you want it associated with, right? What about the age of air traffic controllers and people? Oh, no, wait, let me check that question. Let me move to, in the time that's remaining, the rights that people have if their flights get canceled, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. Right. If your flight is canceled by the airline, you have the right to request a refund for the unused portion of your ticket. The airline will offer you that or must offer you that. You can also take a travel credit if it's an airline that you fly with. So, you know, you've got some flexibility. Some airlines, including American, Delta, Southwest, and United, are offering refunds through November 12th or 13th, even if you just don't want to travel, even if your flight's operating, you just don't want to put yourself through the stress, you can request it. Information is on the airline's websites and through their mobile apps.
That's going to cost a lot of money, a lot of people, a lot of money. Thank you, Henry. I appreciate your time, and I'm glad you – are you in Dallas now, or you got back to San Francisco?
I'm in Dallas for a few more days and then home, I hope.
God bless you. All right, Henry Hardeveld, we'll take a break, come back, talk about the latest on a government shutdown. Stay with us, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.